And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome. It is a Tuesday morning here in the Gold Country. Let's check out the news for today. We're going to start off with a little bit of the weather forecast. A flood watch has been issued for the Mother Lode and the northern San Joaquin Valley from late tonight through Thursday afternoon. Light to moderate rain will begin later tonight or Wednesday morning, and heavy rain will spread over the area Wednesday afternoon through Thursday morning. Total rainfall amounts will range from 2 to 4 inches in the Mother Lode and the lower portions of the Sierra Nevada. The rain on top of the snow will create flooding concerns for areas below 5,000 feet. The ponding of water on roadways and rises on small rivers, creeks, and streams are possible. Street flooding and mudslides are also possible. Additionally, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the Sierra Nevada above 4,000 feet from late tonight through Thursday afternoon. Now, the higher you go, the more the snow. 1 to 6 feet above 5,000 feet. There is potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations that may impact your travel. Of course, Highway 88 is still closed. Wind gusts could get as high as 70 miles an hour up at the pass. Also, we will just go forward a little bit into this and say that this weekend, late Friday into Saturday and Sunday, we could see snows as low as Pine Grove and definitely Pioneer. Having all said this about the flood watch being issued, the Amador County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services is reminding residents of the community sandbag program. Sand and bags for you to fill are available at the parking lot near the airport and the GSA building on Sutter Hill. Also, the Sheriff's Office reminds us that the cities of Ione, Jackson, Sutter Creek, and Plymouth also offer similar programs.
Well, meeting last night, the Jackson City Council approved new ordinances governing water use and the maintenance of city sidewalks. The newly approved sidewalk regulation now places the responsibility to repair and maintain sidewalks on the property owner adjacent to the walkway. Under the new law, the city can now require a property owner to make repairs if the sidewalk in front of their property is unsafe, and the ordinance makes property owners liable if accidents occur on sidewalks due to broken or uneven surfaces. Now, this change, which has been adopted by several cities across the state, was suggested by Jackson's insurance agency as a way to reduce potential liability to the city. The newly approved water ordinance grants the city the power to cut off service to a customer if they blatantly waste water, such as failing to repair a major leak. The water ordinance also makes permanent several of the restrictions on water usage put into place during the latest California drought. Now, most such conservation measures have been placed into state law and will now apply regardless of drought condition. Both new ordinances will require a second reading and approval vote, will then go into effect after 30 days.
And the state's tree mortality rate slowed last year, but forests are clearly still under significant stress from drought, insects, and disease, bringing an increased risk for wildfires. Monday, federal and state forest and fire officials reported that since the fall of 2017, an additional 18 million trees, mostly conifers, have died. In total, since the state's devastating five-year drought began in 2010, an estimated 147 million trees have died across 9.7 million acres of federal, state, local, and private lands in California. The number represents one of the largest tree die-offs in the state's history. The winter rains of 2016-17 officially ended the drought. However, below average precipitation that followed in 2017 and 18 slowed recovery of the surviving trees. Now, officials note that dead and dying trees in forested areas are still posing significant hazards to people and critical infrastructure. In accordance with the state's 2019 Strategic Fire Plan, CAL FIRE will continue increasing and expanding fuel and forest management projects and grants.
And the Kiwanis Club of Amador County is selling See's candy for Valentine's Day, as always, in front of Save Mart. The booth will be open through February 14th, noon to 6 daily. Monies raised go towards scholarships for Amador County kids. For questions, call Kiwanis at 4700.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com. Our weather and traffic page is updated constantly by the Weather Service and by Caltrans.